This is the fall 2012 edition of the Reading Matters newsletter, a publication of the Washington Talking Book and Braille Library, which is a program of the Washington State Library and the Office of Secretary of State. David Junius is your editor and reader. Message from the director, Danielle Miller. Happy holidays and wishes for a safe and warm winter. As seems to always be the case, there has been a lot happening at your Talking Book and Braille Library. We have launched an outreach campaign with newly designed brochures, bookmarks, and posters that we want to share across the state. You are our greatest advocates and have opportunities to reach people and organizations that we may not. Think about having us mail you some of our new materials and sharing Watauble with your community. I believe when we work together, we can impact the greatest number of people. Many of you will notice you received this issue of Reading Matters in the mail in large print. Our newsletter is to stay connected and get you information about your service. If you read the newsletter online or via email, please let us know and we will not send you further print issues. This will reduce our costs. If you aren't able to access Reading Matters online, but the print format doesn't work for you, please let us know and we can work with you to find a solution. Any comments or changes to how you receive Reading Matters can be emailed to wtbbl@sos.wa.gov or by calling the library. I was once again very happy to attend the annual conventions of both the Washington Council of the Blind and National Federation of the Blind of Washington. The conventions are a great time to share, learn, and see patrons in person. At both conventions, I talked about the importance of voting, and now we welcome Secretary of State-elect Kim Wyman. She is very supportive of Watauble, and we look forward to working with her. Finally, I wish to thank outgoing Secretary of State Sam Reed for his incredible support and participation since Watauble joined his agency in 2008. The Watauble staff and I wish him all the best in his well-deserved retirement. You can contact me at 206-615-1588 or Danielle, Danielle, dot Miller, Miller, at sos.wa.gov. I look forward to hearing from you. Why Watauble Matters to Me by Secretary of State Sam Reed. As I near retirement as Washington's Secretary of State, I'm especially proud of the Washington Talking Book and Braille Library, which joined the Washington State Library and our office in 2008 after a five-year transition period from the Seattle Public Library. Watauble is literally a one-of-its-kind resource in Washington. Since its creation, it has provided many essential services to our state's blind and visually impaired community. Since that 2008 merger, Watauble has continued to offer outstanding service to its thousands of patrons throughout Washington. It truly stands out in the state's library community. When I first toured the Washington Talking Book and Braille Library years ago, two things stood out to me. First, the enormous number of plastic cases used to ship audiobooks to patrons. But even more notable, the commitment and sense of purpose displayed by Watauble staff and volunteers. Their service and dedication to the library's patrons is inspiring. Program manager Danielle Miller and her staff and volunteers deserve so much praise for their hard work. During the 2010 legislative session in Olympia, Watauble helped arrange and staff a traveling display highlighting Louis Braille and his revolutionary reading system that made it possible for blind and visually impaired people to enjoy literature. I was moved by the display and pleased that many legislators, staffers, and Capitol visitors viewed the exhibit. I'm proud of the can-do attitude and strong loyalty that are shown by the staffers and volunteers at both the Washington State Library and Watauble. I know that times have been tough in recent years, but the public still has a right to expect good service, and I'm proud that both libraries have delivered. Watauble's patrons should be proud, too. 10 Reasons to Call Watauble by Alan Benson. Watauble is not like most libraries. Many of our patrons are unable to visit us, so we provide much of our service over the phone, through email, and U.S. mail. We don't always get to see you, but we want to hear from you. Here are some reasons to call us. 1. You would like to request a book from our collection. It is best to phone in these requests because they are instantly added to your account. You can also discuss books you want right away or any other questions that you may have. 2. Your player isn't working. Sometimes we can suggest fixes that will get you reading again or we can get a replacement out to you right away. Call us before you mail in your player if you need a replacement. Otherwise, we won't be sure how best to serve you. Number 3. You heard about a book from a friend or on TV. We can search for the title quickly and tell you if we have it, send it out to you, or make a note that you want the book so it can be sent to you when we receive it. Number 4. You want to order books from our online catalog. We can help get you started and explain how to use the catalog. If you don't have a computer, you may have a friend or relative who has one and would like to help you. If it is convenient, you can also visit a local public library and use one of its computers, or use Watable's patron computers. Number 5. You want to download a book. Many digital books are available for download before we get the actual physical copy. If you have access to a computer or a friend to help, you can get your books in minutes and even keep them forever in your own library. We have staff available to walk you through the whole downloading process. If this option doesn't work for you, we can do our best to get you the book on a cartridge. Number 6. You never seem to get enough books. Or they're all cassette books and you'd prefer digital books, or because you're buried in too many books. These changes are simple and will make your service work much better for you. Number 7. You get as many books as you want, but you don't like any of them. We do our best to build effective subject, author, and request lists in order to provide the best ongoing service. Of course, it isn't a flawless system, so we need your help to improve the selection of books you receive. Number 8. You need to make changes to your account. If you have a new phone number or address, or you don't need the service anymore, call us and we can make those changes immediately. If you have a friend who is interested in using the library, we can get them an application. Remember, if you will be out of town for a while, we can hold your service or mail books to a temporary address. Number 9. You have questions about blindness and vision loss. We can share the information we have and are always happy to refer you to other service providers and assist in finding information. Remember, we have reference librarians on staff and are glad to assist you with your question or research. Number 10. Because you're curious about our facility or want to meet staff in person. Call to learn more about our service. You can also call to arrange a tour of our library or to request a Watable staff person to visit your community. What is the most important reason? We want to hear from you. We enjoy getting to know our patrons and learn how our library is working for you. The more involved you are in your library service, the better it will be. Technology at the Library by Yura Shawalski. We are living in a world that is becoming increasingly tech-oriented, and many companies are providing features that allow for better accessibility and usability. To stay at the forefront of these technologies and to keep pace with questions from our patrons, Watable has purchased 4 HP Folio 13 Ultrabooks and 1 MacBook Air. Ultrabooks are a recent addition to the sub-notebook or mini-notebook family that are lighter and smaller than standard laptops but still retain the same power and internal features. All of these new Ultrabooks are designed for training and presentation purposes and to have demo versions of JAWS 13, and JAWS stands for Job Access with Speech. The MacBook Air comes with VoiceOver, Mac's screen reader program, and Zoom, Mac's magnifier program. These new portable devices join the desktops in our patron computer lab, which includes a full version of JAWS 11, soon to be upgraded to version 13, and Magic and a desktop Mac with OS X Snow Leopard running VoiceOver and Zoom. To find out more about the computer lab, which is open for use by all patrons and family members coming for training, please visit the information page at http://www.wtbbl.org/free-patron-computer-station-training@wtbbl. That's FREPATRONCOMPUTERSTATION@wtbbl.asPX. Watable is also happy to say that we can now answer many of your e-reader and tablet questions. Many of our patrons have been purchasing commercially available e-readers and tablets that allow text to be enlarged and enjoy electronic books or allow you to listen to books via Audible or Learning Ally. We plan to start providing detailed training on the Kindle and iPad 2 via our website in text-described videos and in person at our library. All of the new technologies were added to our inventory with training in mind. Please let us know what types of training you want to see. We plan to create descriptive videos that teach specific courses, including setting up an email account, getting started with downloading audiobooks from Wotabl, and other related topics. Are these of interest to you? If so, please take time to email me at Jurajewalski, that's EURA.SZUWALSKI at sos.wa.gov, or call the library at 800-542-0866 and ask for Jura. As Wotabl's instruction librarian, I want to make sure that we are creating programs that will help you, so share your thoughts with us. Magazines Go Digital by Amy Ravenholt. Beginning this fall, NLS will stop producing magazines on cassette and start sending them on digital cartridge. Do not throw away these digital magazines. They must be returned so they can be erased and loaded with the next issue of your magazine. If you don't return your digital magazines after several issues, your subscription will stop until you start sending the cartridges back. One cartridge may carry more than one magazine, but on the digital player it will be easy to move from one magazine to the next and to skip over articles that don't interest you. The library has been contacting magazine subscribers who don't have one of the new digital players to prepare them for the transition. If you get Talking Book topics on cassette now, it will be included on the cartridge with your other magazines. The printed order form will be mailed to you separately. There is a list of the magazines available from NLS for free, printed in every issue of Talking Book Topics. Please let us know if there are any magazines you aren't using, or if there are any that you would like to start getting. You can check on your subscriptions and drop or add them by calling the library or emailing us at wtbbl@sos.wa.gov. Adult Services Librarian Picks by Herrick Heitman. Here are some of the audiobooks with the Northwest theme recently produced by the National Library Service. Audio, Adult Fiction, Homefront by Kristen Hanna. 41-year-old Jolene, a Washington State National Guard helicopter pilot, is deployed to Iraq. She leaves behind a troubled marriage, a difficult preteen daughter, and a preschooler. While Jolene experiences the horrors of war, her husband Michael raises their children alone. Some Violence and Some Strong Language. Bestseller, 2012, DB74311. The Man from Yesterday by Wayne Overholser. Cascade City, Oregon. 19-year-old rancher Neil Clark kills two men during a bank robbery, but a third man escapes and sends Neil threatening letters. 8 years later, the mysterious robber returns in disguise to get Neil's family. 1956, DB74733. Audio, Adult Nonfiction, Madness, Betrayal, and the Lash, The Epic Voyage of Captain George Vancouver by Stephen R. Brown. Canadian historian reevaluates the 18th century British explorer who surveyed the uncharted Pacific American coast but whose uncontrollable rages caused his downfall. Discusses George Vancouver's scientific discoveries in the context of the political intrigue between Britain, Spain, and the newly independent United States. 2008, DB72284. Don't Look Behind You and Other True Cases, number 15 in Ann Rule's Crime Files series by Ann Rule. Four true crime cases. In North to Alaska, a divorced father loses contact with his children. In Too Late for the Fair, the grown son of a long-missing woman suspects she was murdered by his father. Violence, Strong Language, and Some Explicit Descriptions of Sex. Bestseller, 2011, DB74057. Youth Services Librarian Picks by Mandy Gonson. Celebrate family and friends this holiday season with these stories about friendships and family relationships. More titles are available by contacting Youth Services Librarian Mandy Gonson at mandy.gonson, that's mandy.gonson, at sos.wa.gov. For younger readers, Will I Have a Friend by Miriam Cohen. When Jim's father takes him to school for the first time, Jim wonders whether he will make a new friend. His dad thinks he will, but Jim is not sure until Paul shares his tiny truck with him in the afternoon. Print and Braille, for preschool to grade 2, 2009, BR 18026. Frog and Toad Are Friends by Arnold Lobel. Five stories about the adventures of two friends, a solemn green frog and a funny brown toad. When Frog is sick in bed looking green, Toad brings him some tea and tells him a story. And when Toad loses a button, Frog helps him find it. For grades K through 3, 1970, DB51143, and Braille 16435. The Tiger Rising by Kate DiCamillo. Sixth grader Rob Horton and classmate Sistine Bailey, the new and unhappy kids in a small Florida town, discover a real-life tiger in a cage near Rob's home. They struggle over its fate as well as their own. For grades 4 through 7, 2001, DB54216, and Braille 10040. For older readers, Kira Kira by Cynthia Katohara, Georgia 1950s, Katie's close-knit Japanese-American family puts up a brave front when Katie's older sister Lynn is diagnosed with a terminal illness. The family even goes into debt to buy a house, hoping Lynn's health will improve there. For grades 6 through 9, Newbery Medal winner, 2004, Braille 15996, DB59896, in large print 21357. Autobiography of My Dead Brother by Walter Dean Myers. Childhood friends Jesse and Rise are growing apart. While 15-year-old Jesse develops his interest in art, Rise turns to the Harlem streets under pressure to be cool. When their long-established neighborhood social group becomes a gang, more violence enters their community. Violence. For junior and senior high readers, 2005, Braille 16294 and DB61458. Adios to My Old Life by Caridad Ferrer. 17-year-old Cuban-American Ali Montero from Miami enters a Latin American singing contest and wins a chance to compete on television. Her father, a music professor, reluctantly allows her to continue. Ali learns about the business and falls in love. Some descriptions of sex and some strong language for senior high and older readers. Rita Award recipient, 2006, DB65488. Volunteer Spotlight, Tasia Jennings. My name is Tasia, TASCEAIE. The name has its roots, but not its spelling, in the Greek and Russian languages, in the names Anastasia, ANESTACIA, and Anastasia, ANESTASIA. I joke with people that I could not spell my name until I was an undergrad. I was born and raised in Los Angeles. I began my college studies in St. Louis and then taught grades 3 through 8 in parochial schools in San Francisco, where I received my bachelor's degree and K through 12 teaching credential, Los Angeles, and Boston. I graduated from Antioch University in Seattle with a master's in whole system design with a concentration in staff development. I consider myself a life learner and have taught at the college level at City University in Seattle and elsewhere to help people achieve their goals. I have worked in the government sector for the City of Seattle and the State of Washington, and in the corporate worlds of Hewlett-Packard, Target, and Sears. Wotable brings me to the third sector of nonprofits as a volunteer. It could be the fact that my work at Wotable in the Braille and book recording departments is voluntary that makes my time here so enjoyable, but I really think it is the staff here at the library. I'm having a blast. Blessings from Our Donors by Carlene Jackson. I was thinking today about our patrons, community members, family members, and all our donors who support us each year. We are in the midst of the annual fund drive, and the gifts just keep arriving. Some gifts are large and some are small, but it is clear that they are all coming from the heart. Equally important, though, is how your gifts inspire the staff and volunteers at Wotable. When state and federal funding isn't there to do what we have to do to serve our patrons, our donors step forward time and again. It gives us the encouragement to find new ways to serve and to reach out to the thousands of other Washingtonians who could be reading with Wotable's help. Thank you for always being there for Wotable and our patrons. All the best to you for the holidays and for the new year. Greetings from Rand Simmons, Acting State Librarian. This is a season of celebrations. I celebrate the solid support we have received from the current Secretary of State, Sam Reed, and his administrative team. And I look forward to continuing support from Secretary of State-elect Kim Wyman, who will take office on January 16, 2013. I also celebrate the faithful support of our Patron Advisory Council and the good work they do under the leadership of Sue Amateur. Above all, I celebrate the support from you, our readers, patrons and their families, and our donors, who refresh our energy and spirit to continue to do this wonderful work. As for me, I will continue to support the work of Wotabl. From the Heart by Carlene Jackson. Each year, the Washington Talking Book and Braille Library benefits from the generosity of patrons, family, and friends who make annual gifts to support our mission, so that all may read. These contributions enable Wotabl to meet pressing challenges and take advantage of unexpected opportunities that arise throughout the year. When you give to Wotabl's annual fund, you help provide a reliable and flexible stream of support for outreach, youth services, braille books, audiobooks, and much more. We hope you will choose to support the annual fund this year, get involved, and play a part in giving the gift of reading. For questions, please contact me at Carlene Jackson, that's CARLEEN.JACKSON, at sos.wa.gov, or 360-902-4126, or donate online at www.wtbbl.org/donate. Large print calendars. The Washington Talking Book and Braille Library has discontinued production of its large print calendars. There are several organizations around the country that provide free or low-cost large print calendars. Please call us at 800-542-0866 to get suggestions on many free and nominal-cost calendars in different formats. This is the end of the recording.